ఓం నమో భగవతే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 10 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ 50. ఆస్త్వైతి యుక్త స భగవాన్ వ్రజే ద్రోణ మహాయశ జాజ్ఞే నంద ఇతి ఖ్యాతో యశోదా సాదరాభవాత్. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: when Brahma said, "Yes, let it be so," the most fortunate Drona, who was equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Rajapur, Vrindavana, as the most famous Nanda Maharaj, and his wife Dara appeared as Mother Yashoda. Please repeat. When Brahma said, "Yes, let it be so," the most fortunate Drona, who was equal to Bhagavan, appeared in Rajapura, Vrindavana, as the most famous Nanda Maharaj, and his wife Dara appeared as Mother Yashoda. Purport: because whenever Krishna appears on this earth, he superficially needs father and mother. Drona and Dara, his eternal father and mother, appeared on earth before Krishna as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. In contrast to Sutapa and Prasnigarbha, they did not undergo severe penance and austerities to become the father and mother of Krishna. This is the difference between Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha. First of all, I need all the blessing and prayers from you so that I could be able to enlighten something, the greatest spiritual, transcendental process of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is only possible by your prayers and blessing. Hare Krishna. So, here Lord Krishna is going to take birth. So, it's already he had eternal parents, and Drona and Dara. It was just this procedure that Brahma is saying, he is sanctioning, you can become the parents of Krishna. And one who is having the real qualification, they can become the parents of the Supreme Lord. So the earlier verse, Prabhupada is very wonderfully narrated it. They appear as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and it is not easy for an ordinary people, because the becoming eternal father of Supreme Lord, they have a highest qualification. That's why these acharyas, they say, "I wanted to surrender to Nanda Maharaj, and he's so fortunate. If I just think about that pastime, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in childhood pastime is crawling in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. So even if I hear this, if I meditate on this, my life is perfect." Because it has got such a higher value, Supreme Personality of Godhead is taking them as, accepting them as eternal father and mother. In this we can understand, even in the purport of Prabhupada is saying that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he appears, the entire associates, entire team arrives actually. Entire team is arriving. It is all like a drama setting, you know, big drama company is going. So with that, everybody, dramas, all the people, the stage makers, the makeup makers, and all the people, the heroes, all the actors, they'll go with that. This is exactly the same thing. And everyone appears. And just this drama is shown just for the living entities how to progress in there, especially for Kali Yuga. These are the drama which is especially Bhagavad Gita. Krishna, when Arjuna was totally bewildered, Krishna, with very, you know, with blissful way, he was explaining him Bhagavad Gita. And that is, Arjuna became the instrumental for the people for the Kali Yuga actually. This is for the age of Kali. This is the right preparation Lord has given us, a perfect type of process he has given us. And now we are reading it. And Shravana Kirtana, we are doing it. Shravana Kirtana about Krishna and devotees, all the pastimes. This is the way which is getting purified. Main thing is the absolute knowledge. And since here, as Prabhupada is mentioning, this material world is Dukkalayam and Asashvatam. This is a registered certificate. He may be anybody. Because even amongst, after the studies and all, we are getting graduated with certain field, commerce, arts, science, engineering, medicine. These are all the things are there, but the modern world, they wanted to get graduated, earn something. Now most of the people say his position is well settled. Nothing to look after that person. Very nice. He is settled in United States. He is settled there. He is in Saudi. He is here. He is there. He did, after engineering, he was like that. After medicine, he was there. He is settled. That's all right. But really speaking, the eternal truth is that this person is always in helpless condition. Whoever he may be, because the Creator himself has declared, gave the certificate, registered certificate, this is Dukkalayam and Asashvatam. This place is the miseryful and this is temporary. And when we go and preach even to the colleges, there are so many people who take objection. Why these Hare Krishna people are entering to college? We have deputed our children to get graduation in medicine or engineering. Why these people come out? Actually, these people come over there to give them the absolute perfect knowledge. Whatever the knowledge they are getting, that is the, really speaking, it is a soul-killing civilization. The Western civilization, the modern so-called civilization, it is said, soul-killing civilization. The Hare Krishna people, they go and preach means just you have to be very careful. Actually, in this, the last verse, Prabhupada has given it very perfectly. This is wonderfully, Prabhupada gave this purport. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is here. This is what Prabhupada is giving very wonderfully. If one does not follow the instruction of Krishna, it is really a risky life. And the Krishna conscious movement, therefore, has been started so that practicing Krishna consciousness, one can avoid risky life. Because it is Dukkhalayam and Asashvatam. The people will come and say, then why we have come here? You have come here for self-realization. You have come here for purification. You have done such a lot of sinful activities. For the atonement you have come. Some or the other, you have to do that atonement. Otherwise, you cannot get the NOC. You can't go back home, back to Godhead. Many life after life, you have to suffer otherwise. So this is the way, this place you are coming for self-realization. You have to understand whatever you have done it earlier, you have to purify it. There's a good example actually is given, like for many lifetime before, you know, this is a principle of karma. Once we study this Bhagavad Gita, it is given all preliminary basic needs. It has given, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. This is a preliminary and very important structure which is given. The person has done his sinful activities in his past life. He is not remembering in this life, and that the karmic reaction is waiting for him, and he gets the punishment and miserable life. Then he said, why Lord has done for me this? And Lord is so merciful, he is purifying you. The person who takes shelter of Krishna, he will have most concessional type of clearing his sinful activities. Atonement will be very concessional. That is always there. You may say, I was in the white dress, now I am wearing blue dress, why I should suffer? No. That carry forward is there always. Dharma rakshati, dharma rakshati. Because we can escape from the police department and CBI department, any department. But this, the crystal clear truth is that you have to do the atonement, whatever the earlier sinful activities you have done it. So Prabhupada is mentioning here, there is no question of accepting or not accepting Krishna consciousness. Very, very important thing. It's not that. It's not an optional subject. What we normally, we think it is optional subject. You know, then our main subject is different. This is optional subject. Whenever we get some time, we come to Krishna conscious. If there is no work anywhere, then we'll go to Hare Krishna Mandir. They'll give good prasadam, this sort of thing. Good, I will like it. If there is no thing. But Prabhupada here, he emphasizes, this is a compulsory subject. This is a compulsory in your life. It may be for whoever it may be. Students or grahastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, brahmachari, whoever he may be. If it is compulsory, and if you do not take Krishna consciousness, our life is very risky. Very, very risky. This is Prabhupada is giving the purpose. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, to learn how to become free from miserable condition of material existence, that you have to take shelter of Krishna. You have to take shelter of Krishna very seriously. Very, very seriously. Like that, if you see everybody in India, they are devotees, because ordinary soul can't get birth in Bharat Varsha. But here Prabhupada emphasizes that you have to become pure. You have to become pure. Even ordinary, you know, it looks very funny for the people. These people are not having tea, not even coffee, you know. What funny. Crazy people, they say, especially when we go for the office visit and all. China pita hai. Yeah. There are some people who ask me, phir karte kyun aap ye sab? Aap dhandha kyun karte hai? Kuch hotel mein nahi aata, you are not coming any restaurants, not having tea, not having. So why you do it? So I say, I do it throughout, but you try to do one day now, then that time you will come to know why you are doing it. At least one day you try. So that is the way how they treat, because the such a simple thing is that even by tea, very simple. There is a tannin, there is a poison. In coffee, there is a caffeine. Why? You should be such a pure person, and Lord has given you that pure knowledge, pure thing. A soul is coming as pure Sat Chit Ananda. Why you are getting contaminated? Already contamination is there externally. You may see that you should be purified. Prabhupada has given very simple thing. Very, very simple thing. When we go for purchasing some of the vegetables and all, you see that the people are, normally they bring mushroom. This is the best thing, like, no, don't touch. This is tamasic, don't have it. This is the best tea, this is the thing, you know. This is the knowledge which is given for us by these acharyas. It's a very pure knowledge. Day by day, you are purifying yourself. The process is purifying, making yourself auspicious, pavitra. This is most important, pavitra. Making yourself pavitra. All the time, externally, internally, all the things, by taking shelter of Krishna. Here one most important thing is there, it is not an optional thing. Krishna consciousness is not an optional thing. It is the main compulsory subject to every living being. If you don't take it, you will again have that miserable life more and more. That's why Krishna conscious movement, therefore, has been started to practice Krishna conscious to avoid these difficulties, avoid this miserable condition, because you have to become Krishna conscious. It is not a cheap thing. Even ordinary, many people are there, giving up tea is also not ordinary thing, you know. It's only Krishna can purify us. He can transform our heart. It's very simple, transforming the heart, purifying the heart. Before that, it was all demonical conscious within our heart. When we take Krishna consciousness, when we take Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that becomes Hari Nivas. Earlier it was Hari Nivas. Hari means enemy. There's so many, six enemies. Then after taking Hari's name, it will become Hari Nivas. It becomes the place where Lord is going to stay here. And for that purpose, as you very well, everybody knows it, in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna could realize, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. Lord, for worshipping you, we also should become pure. Otherwise it's impossible. Because the realization comes after a long time. Even we are, for many years we are in this Krishna consciousness, and we have certain limitation of our, you know, belief system. I have come to certain level, certain things. But really speaking, these principles will never, you know, like realized knowledge has to come very slowly. Very slowly. Immediately we'll get shocked, like most of the cases, especially the incident which has happened for the devotees, God brothers and God sisters. And it's very difficult to understand how Krishna is purifying or uplifting the devotees. This is not an ordinary thing. And it is a very deep subject. And Lord knows, Supreme Father is always very kind. He'll always protect. Kaunteya Pratijani Namai Bhakta Pranashat. Supreme Father is always helpful, and he is a well-wisher, Suradam Sarvabhutana. And one who has taken shelter of Krishna, 100% Krishna knows to keep them in a right, perfect position. How they live their life as a Krishna conscious life is the highest mark. That's the topmost perfection of their life. The thing is working very well. And how they lived, that is important. How that last hour took place, that is not important. This is most important, devotees have to think of. See, one thing, what whenever we read Prabhupada's classes, especially Prabhupada's classes, all over the world, Prabhupada's classes, he talks very simple things. You know, he's emphasizing always the highest anartha, highest illusion, that you are considering yourself as a body. Please, you are not, we are not the body, we are the spirit, soul, all the places. And the realized knowledge is very difficult. That's why, as as Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam Tatparatvena Nirmala Rishikena Rishikesh Sevana Bhakti Rutyati. Means you are considering yourself as a body and your designation, all the time you are meditating on that, you have to remove it, you have to just Sarvopadi Vinirmuktam, you have to get out of it, and then you will become Nirmala, you will become pure. And plus Rishikena Rishikesh Sevanam Bhakti Ruchat. The master of the senses, Rishikesha, all the senses have to take the shelter of the master of the senses. So by that, your bhakti will be the highest. Because you are using everything for Krishna's service. That's why the pure devotional service we have to try for, you have to hanker for. This is the goal actually. There are many things we know, many things. But realization is very less. We are not having realized, because I have noted down few points about Prabhupada's. First thing is that all the time we read, we hear, we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. This is number one. And as soon as we go out of our satsang, immediately you always consider yourself as a body. We think the soul itself is a foreign body. and the senses, false egos, and mind, intelligence, we think that is myself. And soul is there, it seems, inside. We consider that is as a foreign body. It's very normal. Very normal. I am so-and-so. I am graduated so-and-so. I am a doctor. I am an engineer. Even after taking Krishna consciousness, the realized knowledge is very difficult to adopt. Very difficult. I am the body. I am taking care of share bazaar or this, that. I am consultant so-and-so. I am so-and-so. This is one of the highest illusions. Prabhupada is always pointing it out. In fact, Prabhupada may be knowing it. Once Prabhupada was walking on London, there was ice cubes were there, big ice cube. Prabhupada with his cane, he was breaking it. He's breaking so heavily and making it water. Half an hour, Prabhupada is breaking. You all know about it. And the disciples started asking, "What is this, Prabhupada?" Prabhupada said, "I'm giving you very wonderful, perfect knowledge with this. Because this ice cubes, they're artificial. They're in the solid form. Actually, water in its original stage is not solid, it's liquid. And I'm showing you, this is original form. See, here is water, it breaks that. And same way, we consider ourselves as a body and we are the spirit soul. This is the highest illusion. And spirit soul is Sat Chit Ananda. It's so pure. It's full of eternal. It's full of knowledge. It's full of bliss. Because you got it contaminated, that's why you are suffering. Prabhupada is showing that. You know? All the time. Even at the time of chanting, you know, we don't think it is a food for the soul. We don't remember. Just finished, we have taken that oath. At the time of initiation, let me complete that 16 round and get out from here. Because this is a food for the soul. It's the armor we are wearing against Maya. This is we don't consider. Every part is very, very important. Because immediately we come to the bodily concept, I have to deal the big deal of about few lakhs of rupees. So let me do my chanting later. Then we put it optional. This evening I will do it. And then at night I will do it. Then night, dosingly, some or the other, we are completing our thing. Because it's not giving priority. This is what Prabhupada wanted to give. Breaking the ice cubes. And this one thing, the realized knowledge is very difficult to get. And second point I noted it. This place is Dukkhalayam and Asashvatam. These are the principle. It's a miserable place and the temporary. It's not that in 12 months, 6 months are happy life, 6 months are miserable life. No. This place itself is miserable. And even though some flickering happiness you are having, it is temporary. You have to give up this place. You have come to a dharmashala. You have to give up this place. This is all the time meditation. All the time, because most of the people, when ISKCON class, then they hear it. These people always talk about death. My God, we are tired. We are fried out, you know. They always speak about death. First thing is death. Actually, really speaking, there are people who give that art of living. And Prabhupada is giving art of living. Art of living. How to live. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Bhajan karo, kirtan karo, marta janale. First understand, find out how to die. This you understand. You may be doing good bhajan, kirtan, everything. This is the preparation. Prabhupada is giving art of living. So beautifully he is giving. Very wonderfully. That's why this place is Dukkhalayam and Asashvatam. We don't have realization. And third thing, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We all know it. We are not realized. Because anything, all the 24 hours, the Supreme Personality of Godhead got all the power. He is the Sarvakarana Karanam. But this we forget, we try to. Then realized knowledge is very rare to get. And number four item, holy name and Krishna, there is no difference. See, so sweet things. Same Krishna. Some place, one person was asking, Western countries, is it Prabhupada? Is it holy name is like Krishna? No, holy name itself is Krishna. No, like Krishna. It is Krishna. So the thing is, this particular thing, realization, requires higher realization is needed. Top class realization is needed for devotees. And fifth thing, we are always helpless. This is even His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj always used to say, you are always helpless. You are always in helpless condition. I was realizing yesterday, I had been to that these last rites of our devotees thing. When I was coming, I was just thinking, even amongst devotees, we consider, oh, that person is well off. He is having very good setup, industrialist, having good company, doing good turnover, very well off, nice. And the person, oh, he is in other place, he is also very good. And these, some of the devotees, they are not well off. It is hand to mouth. They are in a little pitiable condition. Their condition is pitiable. So we always consider that even amongst devotees. And yesterday when I was coming from there, whatsoever well off we are thinking materially, we are always in helpless condition. Whoever he may be. We are always in helpless condition. You may be executive, a director, or maybe president, whoever. Is always in helpless condition. That's why Prabhupada always reminds, your condition is very precarious, because the eternal soul, imperishable soul, is within the perishable body. It is very precarious. So be careful. So just go back home, back to God, and prepare that in this life itself. This is a preparation. So many years we are doing. So much Bhagavatam here, hearing so many things. The realization is most important. When it comes to us, everybody, now it is 2012, hardly 2050, we may not be in, I think hardly anybody can remain here. We have to vacate this place. Very truthful thing. Some new generation, they will take care of Prabhupada's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. This will go on. It's there. You have to vacate. Big mass way. This is a preparation. We have to do it. Of course, Krishna, once we take Krishna's shelter, you're going really to your back home, back to Godhead. In Kannada, there is our Radhana Swami Maharaj's biography, they gave a title, Alli De Nammane, Illi Du Summane. It is said by Purandaradas. Our house is there. Alli De Nammane. Our house is there. Illi du summane. This is futile. This place is not yours. You have to, whatsoever best way it is, Just don't give much attention to this. This is what Prabhupada preached in Western country, especially in Western country, America. Whatever the best bungalows, palaces, bungalow, you are having a very good material life, please, this you have to give up. This is not your place. You have to go there. That is your original position. Because why we have to all the time repeat it? Same Maha Mantra, same slogan, same principle. Just to realize this. It's very difficult to realize. Only with the devotees, only with the particular process, this can be realized. And one more thing. Now, this so many terms have been, the principles have been given. You know what Prabhupada gave in one of the place? Spiritual realization is possible after many years of apprenticeship in devotional service. When I did my engineering, there was many posts. So they said, 3 years bond you have to give, you have to work as apprentice. All the department. And that makes you very fit person. Up to that, you'll get only stipend. Some money they give, stipend. And that is an apprenticeship. I have undergone on that, you know, in my engineering field. Then you'll come to know everything from tool room onwards, how to file that thing, how to do that thing. Again, everything starts. You have to become an apprentice. So Prabhupada gave, the spiritual realization is possible after many years of apprenticeship in devotional service. That time, this realization can come. Because it's not so easy. It's the toughest thing, and it's the highest thing we are achieving in human form of life. Highest truth, highest thing, we are achieving it. If you have to go, so there's so much austerity, but training is not an ordinary thing. You have to do lots of training. Training period, there also Dukkalayam is there. Dukkalayam and Asashvatam, the aspect is everywhere. Took a Brahmachari or Grahastha, Vanaprastha, or anything. That everywhere that aspect is there. Poisons are there. Wherever you go, there are snakes are there. There is no any safe place. There is no any, not an order. Even people will think, why to go by airplane? Let us go by train. Even that is also dangerous. Even let's go from bus. Even that is dangerous. One thing happened, that bomb blast that was happening the stock market. It was when it was? 1992. One person, he got down from the stock bazaar, your bazaar, and came out, and he rang up to his wife. My entire building is collapsed. Many have killed, gone out. I am safe. Now I'll be coming within short time. I'll take bus and that unfortunate person took the bus of 85 and went to Worli, and that got blast there. See, the thing is, you know, a very crucial type, you know. It is very, you know, when we say, I'll do that. But no, it is, unless the permission is given by Lord, we can't do it. Are you coming tomorrow? Yes, yes. You know, that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, if God wishes, I'll come. In Muslims, they say, Inshallah, agar Allah chahe to aunga. It's a very good thing. If God wishes. We say, are you going to come? Yes, yes, I'll come. So guarantee way we speak. But this is the very minute thing, but we have to take care that all the moment you are thinking about Krishna and remembering Krishna, if Krishna allows, you can able to do that. Even a small little thing. Ek patta bhi Bhagwan ke anumati bina nahi hilta. That is true. It's the will of the Lord, actually. Now the first, finally, One of the GBC meeting, Prabhupada in Mayapur in 1972. It was a big GBC meeting. All the GBC leaders were there. They prepared all their budgets. They are going to present it very nicely. Everything. And what budget they need, what are the planning they are doing, what managerial steps they are going to take, how they are going to improve the thing. These are the things were there. And then Prabhupada entered to that GBC meeting. And he said, I am asking one question to all of you. Everybody was just stuck in wonder what Prabhupada is going to ask a question. He asked, do you have the faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the question. Do you have the faith, all of the GBC, some of us, they're so bewildered what to say, yes or no or yes, you know. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do you have the faith? Then people are with their big managerial reports. This is a very simple thing. Actually, Prabhupada is asking very simple thing. We learned it long back. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But are you having faith? Are you totally have the faith, 100%? Then Prabhupada said, I have the faith Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. And if you have the same faith like me, we can change the entire world within 8 days for Krishna consciousness. 18 days, like Mahabharat war. 18 days, within 18 days, Prabhupada said. Because realized knowledge is different and theoretical knowledge is different. Prabhupada had the realized knowledge. Everyone, they were saying that Americans have gone to the moon. Prabhupada had one scriptural knowledge. He said, in this body, person cannot go to the moon. He had the 100% faith. And that person who was serving Prabhupada, he was saying that, no, Prabhupada, you can see by TV, you can see. He hired one TV and he brought it, Purushottam his name. He brought it and he was doing massage for Prabhupada. I'll show you. He bought some TV and he was showing to Prabhupada. See how they're landing moon, Prabhupada. See? Prabhupada said, you do some massage. It's all nonsense. It's nonsense. Close it. And that person lost faith. This is everything is going on. What type of Swamiji is? He's not agreeing. And in America, person is saying, because he has such a faith, that whatever scripture is given is 100% perfect. That one person in the whole world, he is saying they have not gone to moon. There is some desert place they have gone and some sort of thing they are doing it. Some sands and some stones they bring it, but they have not gone. Because initially they have declared, we will take all the people to honeymoon to moon. And they have taken, they have booked also. Because they have not gone to moon. For the last about 45 years, why they have not taken the people to there? Because they have not gone. Only one person, he had full faith on scripture, on Krishna. He could challenge and is remaining in United States. And other person, next day one person else, he was asking, is it Prabhupada? They have not gone to moon? Prabhupada said, whether they have gone to moon or gone to hell, you chant your holy name. This is the way Prabhupada used to give that thing. Because, you know, he knows how to deal the different people in different way. That was Prabhupada. Pure devotee, he knows it, how to deal. He's Shaktavish avatar. He knows how to do it. He has come to give this absolute truth. This particularly today's thing which I was discussing, that because we get bewildered because we are not realized the thing. However, the best, perfect and comfortable position we are always in helpless condition. And for that, only ashraya, shelter is taking Krishna's holy name. And Krishna knows what is best for us. Even whatever the arrangement we see, we may get bewildered how it is up. Krishna knows what is best for that soul. He is the Supreme Father of everyone. He always does very perfect thing. We may not be knowing it. Even the demons who have been taken, even in war, Kurukshetra war, all the opposite people, they have also been liberated because he is a Supreme Father. They have seen Krishna and they were the, not an ordinary souls. So Krishna's name and Krishna, there is no difference. Our only one shelter is chanting the holy name, taking shelter of Krishna. This place is not belongs to us. Alli de nammane, illi du summane. Our house is there. This is futile. In this way, I just wanted to stop this. Hare Krishna. So, our only shelter is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Anybody has good any comments or some question, anything? Nothing? Time up. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.